and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by an actress, a model, just a superstar who's worked for Beer Nuts Productions and all kinds of people. It's Courtney Varley. How are you doing today, Courtney?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Very well indeed. So what drew you to the arts? Why the arts?
I have always loved the arts. Ever since I was little, I've been in musicals and I've always been drawn to acting. I think it's the fact that you get to play someone else and just make people laugh and feel different emotions. It's such a magical world, the creative arts. Not so much painting or anything like that. I'm not very good in that creative way.
Fair enough. That's okay. You can't be everything to everybody, Courtney.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious in regards to time management, because obviously you do have a 9-to-5, which we're going to talk about a bit later on, because acting can be sporadic in nature, so we need fallback things. But, you know, you've got auditions and line rehearsals and filming and then shoots with modelling and whatnot and all sorts of different things. And, of course, you exercise and keep yourself physically healthy and all that sort of stuff. So how do you go about fitting everything in so you can do everything successfully?
Well, it's not an easy feat, that's for sure. I guess it's something that you kind of, it takes a little while to master. Not sure if I've quite mastered it yet, but definitely on the way there. You just have to use all of your spare time. It's just, it leaves not a lot of room for procrastinating. Of course, there can be other areas in your life that do suffer, like my social life or lack thereof. But basically, I just have to schedule out my days off and schedule out, you know, if I get home at 7 p.m. and start at 7 a.m. the next morning, I've got to be doing my scripts and making myself dinner and getting to the gym. Just try to make as much use as all the time that I have.
Cool. Fair enough. Fair enough. What would be some good advice then for some folks out there who might be struggling a bit with their time management?
I would definitely say, I know this is corny, get a diary. It's helped me a lot. You can jot down all the stuff you have to get done. When you look at it, it seems a little bit less daunting than everything floating around in your brain. Just stop procrastinating.
Fair enough. No, it's good advice. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm also curious in regards to, we won't talk about this per se, but you had an experience with a photographer who kept messaging you when it wasn't wanted. And also, you know, you've had photographers and all sorts of things, and you're a young woman in this industry. What are some red flags that young women who are coming through the industry need to sort of look out for when it comes to maybe getting ripped off by a photographer or being in a situation where they're going to feel uncomfortable because of creepy behavior or whatnot? What would be some key advice and key tips that you may have learned over the years?
Honestly, it's definitely a very difficult thing to go about. I have obviously, as you said, have struggled with stuff like that. I think my 9-to-5 job, as we call it, that I'll talk about later, has definitely helped. You have to be very sure and confident in yourself, and you have to know your boundaries. If you don't know that, there's no way that you can protect yourself. So I think if you aren't confident in yourself, you need to have like people in your life that are able to help you. But basically, red flags are like messaging you when it is not to do with the production, and just, you always have that kind of, the hair in the back of your neck sticks up. You always have that feeling. So if that's going off and someone's messaging you and they're, you know, in my case, sending photos of them in a firefighting costume, clearly not very relevant to the acting thing, just be short, be pleasant, and don't keep the conversation going unless it is vital for your work. With being ripped off, I've had less of an experience in that, but you just really need to advocate for yourself. The squeaky wheel gets heard. Keep messaging people if you're not getting your photos or if you're not getting the work that you need and you've been promised. Just be really annoying and then hopefully you'll get it.
And maybe don't pay until you actually receive the merchandise.
Yeah, sometimes that's not always an option, but definitely if you can do that, that will help ensure that you aren't getting ripped off. But yeah, that's my little tip.
And so when it does come to the stuff where you feel uncomfortable, also be clear that, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, then you need to put your hand up and say, this isn't cool.
Yeah, and definitely in that instance, there was the director and the other person that obviously I'm not going to talk about.
Yes.
But I went to the director and I said, look, this is what's going on. This person's messaging me like just not very appropriately outside of the production. Turns out it had been happening to basically all of the other girls on set. So he actually was fired after that. But you do need to speak up for yourself, because if you can't speak up for yourself, you have to speak up for other people who may not have the confidence to speak up. Yeah, you just have to look out for yourself and the other people on the production.
That's cool. That's awesome advice. I like it. That's very cool, because it is true, because you do need to stand up for yourself. And if something doesn't feel – look, at the end of the day, if something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't.
Absolutely.
Cool. Now, you've been involved more positively. You've been involved in some really awesome productions. Do you have a favourite acting role or favourite thing that you've done throughout your career?
Oh, God. That's really making me think. obviously, I love all the Beer Nuts productions.
Correct answer. Done.
Yeah, yes. I know that's a correct answer. I loved the musicals that I did when I was younger. Probably my favourite role in the whole of the creative arts area would be when I played Alice in Wonderland. I was only about 15 or 16, but it's just such a cool role. And yeah, I've not done musicals for a while, but definitely that. And of course, as I said, Beer Nuts Productions.
Absolutely. So, Courtney, you've been in 5 of our films. I counted them, 5, and 2 of our audio pieces. Is there any particular one of those roles that stand out for you?
Oh.
Because I've made you do some reasonably outrageous things and say some outrageous things over the time.
I actually, probably How Not to Land My Dream Job. It was very funny, very funny. I actually have the video and I watch back and have a little laugh sometimes. Very true to not how to land the dream job. Don't do what I did in that film. That one was very funny and I wasn't scantily dressed, so that's also a plus.
So you were in that one, you were in Book Club, you were in, you were also in the Education System, the Guide to a Perfect Wedding, and you're going to be in our, like I say, 2 audio pieces as well, which are on the audio page of the Beer Nuts site, where you played a crazy blogger and several characters on a phone dating line who were equally nutty. Do you enjoy doing the crazy, silly things I make you do?
I really do. As I said, for me, acting is, I love taking on someone else's persona, even if it is completely outside of who I am. It's so fun, and it's fun to know that I might be getting a laugh out of someone and just helping to cheer up someone's day. So when I'm making a complete fool of myself, I just think about, you know, might be getting someone else to crack a smile on not such a good day for them. So.
Oh, no, well, I agree entirely. That's why I love the comedy genres, for that exact reason, because someone can be having a no good rotten day and they put one of my films on, they put a Beer Nuts Productions film on, just to give another plug, they put a Beer Nuts Productions film on, and all of a sudden they're not thinking about their worries, they're just having a laugh and letting my silliness overwash them for half an hour, and hopefully I can take them out of their drab mood or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I definitely think that's one of the best things about the comedy side of the arts.
No, absolutely. Now, you're also in Beer Nuts Productions' brand new film, which we're actually filming next week, but this will drop after that has been released. So for the purposes of this interview, we'll say you did an Oscar-worthy performance, and people have to check it out because they've never seen anything like it ever before in their life. The film is called The Kidnapping. You play Maddie. Tell us a little bit about the film and your role.
So, oh, without any spoilers, of course. Maddie is a very, very strong-willed, sassy gal who, of course, as the title says, has been kidnapped. And then, you know, as the film progresses, her character progresses and the roles kind of reverse. But basically, it is super hilarious. It's a little bit of a rom-com, which, you know, not Goff's usual style, but it is fantastic and it's been a huge pleasure to be a part of.
Again, correct answer. You'll get paid now.
Yes, thank God.
So I'm curious as well, because you've been doing this a while now. So when you were young and thinking about this is what I want to do, you would have had certain expectations about this industry. And now that you have been in it for a long while, you know the reality of the situation. So what are some of the differences between your expectations and the reality?
Ooh, well, when I was younger, I thought if you wanted to do acting, you'll be on the big screens. I'll be in the next Titanic movie. It's not quite like that. The film industry can be a very fickle industry. That's why it's great that I'm able to have such a wonderful relationship with Beer Nuts Productions, because I'm able to pursue my passion a lot more of the time. But it is definitely, it's still as much fun as I ever thought it was going to be, because it's just acting. Acting's always fun. But it definitely, the bigger productions can be quite fickle.
In what way? Give me an example.
Oh, just you might get 5 auditions in 1 week and then you'll go a whole month without any auditions. And it's nothing to do with you. I think that's the thing that you have to remember, is just because you're not getting any auditions, or because you're not actually getting the role in the auditions you've done, the casting directors, they have their mind set on the type of person they want to play that character. And just because it's not you doesn't mean you're not worthy. And I think that's a really hard thing when you're getting into the industry to understand, is that you just maybe had blonde hair when they wanted brown, or you just didn't, you know, portray the character in the way that they wanted. And that's totally okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, that's 100% correct. And what about the modeling side of things? What were some of the things? Because you've done some photo shoots and some modeling work, which is really cool. So tell us a little bit about that and what you enjoy about it. And again, some of the expectations you had going in and the reality of you know, maybe being in a bikini on a cold winter's day and things like that, you know?
I have done a lot, like a few modeling things. I much prefer acting, but I do modeling as well. Definitely reality versus expectation is a lot different. You see the photos when people post their modeling photos and it's awesome. It looks so like abstract and, you know, they've got their arm back. Have you held that position for 5 minutes? I don't think you have. It's not fun. I think you just see the end product a lot of the time and you don't understand the hard work that goes into it. In a bikini, in the beach, in a winter's day, horrible. It's freezing. It's freezing, freezing cold. But the end product is wonderful and it is great to create a piece of art. But it definitely, because modeling is a lot of like, you know, picking the right location, holding the pose. If it's a good pose, be like right there, right there. Sometimes you're on your tippy toes. It's hard to hold that position for a while. But yeah, overall, it is still the same as acting, a lot of fun, because I do enjoy the creative arts. But it's not as easy as you think. A lot of people think modeling is super easy and you're just smiling, looking at the camera, but a lot of the time it is not. And putting yourself out there like that is also not super easy.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. So the daunting nature of people are then going to look at you. How does that make you feel? Like,
well, I never had any issue with it when I was younger. I guess I was like very confident, as most of us are when we're younger. But I remember the first time I saw my photo be photoshopped, I was like, oh, okay, so you can just blur out all of my imperfections. And I guess once you start thinking of some things on your body as imperfections, that's when it becomes hard to see other people see you. But I think the modeling industry is slowly changing, and those quote-unquote imperfections are being seen as beautiful now, which is so refreshing. But it's definitely just the stigma sometimes, and just knowing that what you see, other people are going to see. But a lot of the time they don't. That tiny little mole on your upper collarbone, people aren't going to be staring at that. But in your head, that's all they're staring at. You're just one big mole, but it's not the case.
So on that same sort of subject, you and I were talking about a particular person a little while ago, and we both decided, well, that she's very thin in nature, and we both agreed that nowadays, you know, photographers and clothing labels and that more want fit and healthy. They don't they're not going for the skinny like they did, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Obviously, I'm assuming you think that is a good thing and a positive thing.
I think that as long as you are healthy, as long as you are fueling your body with nutrients and you are exercising in a way that makes you feel good, whether that's Zumba, whether that's walking, as long as you are healthy, your blood work is healthy, you're not anemic, you know, it doesn't matter how you look. And I think the modeling industry is starting to show that. It doesn't matter what size you are on that spectrum, as long as internally you're healthy and you're not starving yourself or you're not, you know, doing anything detrimental to your body just to look a certain way. I think that is so beneficial, especially for young girls these days. Like, having to look up to someone who is the complete opposite of them can be very detrimental.
Yeah, no, absolutely, 100%. Now, as we said, you do have a bit of a fallback as a 9-to-5. You are a nurse. Why choose nursing as your fallback career?
Well, at the time, I wasn't really thinking about fallback career or anything like that. I thought I'd be able to easily balance them both. It's quite difficult. It's not easy. But yeah, I do. I'm a registered nurse in the emergency department. I chose it because, well, firstly, I started my science degree because I wanted to be a scientist. Turns out I can't work by myself. I need to be around people. It's just not who I am. Think I'd, you know, go a little bit cuckoo if I was to be by myself all day long. So I thought, what's something that takes my love? Because I do love science as well. That's another huge part of me, is I'm very passionate about science. And people. And I thought, a doctor, that's like 8 years. Nope. Nursing. So yeah, I chose nursing and I've been doing it for 3 years and I absolutely love it. There's, you know, not a lot of feelings like saving someone's life or even just changing someone's day, or like, obviously in the emergency department, it's a little bit different. It's mostly saving people's lives, but it is an incredibly rewarding career, and knowing that I'm doing some good, I can go home and, you know, feel really good about myself.
That's really lovely. That's very nice. And I'm curious if your acting skills have come into play. So you've got a patient who's a giant pain in the ass, but you've got to be nice and sweet because it's kind of your job. So, you know, you dig through all the acting skills that you've got and you pretend to be lovely to them, even though you kind of want to strangle them. Is that a fair, because your acting skills come in handy as a nurse?
Well, yes and no. If someone is being incredibly rude to me, I am not going to be super nice. And I know that's controversial. I'll be very nice to everybody. But if you start swearing at me and trying to punch me, I'm going to politely tell you that I will not be looking after you until you treat me with a little bit of respect. Of course, unless you're dying, I will come then. but if you want your cup of tea with two sugars and I accidentally put one and then you call me a beep, 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 I am just going to politely say, please ring your buzzer when you'd like to have some respect for me.
Whoa, look at you with the passive aggressiveness.
But I think it's the same as acting. You have to advocate for yourself. And, you know, a lot of the time in nursing, like if someone's in pain, they're going to not be so nice, and that's totally okay. But if someone's just being rude to you because they're getting their kicks out of being rude to you, then you still got to stand up for yourself a little bit, in a very polite way, of course. So yes, all in all, I'm not going to take it if someone's being completely rude to me, but I am going to politely tell them, which obviously not all the time you want to be polite. So yes, definitely acting has helped. But you do sometimes have to be assertive no matter what, because you can't go home and be upset about something if you did nothing about it.
See, this is why I like you, Courtney. You're a no-nonsense kind of lady. Where did this no-nonsense attitude of yours come from? Which one of your parents did you adopt this attitude from?
Oh, my mom is very sassy. I love her so much, but she doesn't put up with anything. I don't know if it's my parents, though, or if it's... For the first few years of my nursing, I definitely put up with a lot, but, you know, after being punched in the face, a few different things like that, you kind of realize that you have to stand up for yourself before it escalates to a point where you are getting punched in the face or where you are getting a death threat, something like that. So definitely experience, but also my mother, who's always told me to stand up for myself. Shout out to you, Mum.
No, it's cool, man. I think it's important for young women to make sure that they have a voice and that they're heard. I think that's really, well, it's important for everybody, to be honest. So that's very cool. Now, before we close, you do have a bit of a humorous story you told me a little while ago about when you got hired as an actress to be a paramedic on a TV series. Can you tell us about that experience?
Actually, two TV series.
Oh, well, excuse me.
So, two different TV series. For some reason, when you tell people that you're a nurse, they automatically think paramedic, nurse, same thing. I've never pushed a stretcher. I don't push stretchers. I barely even push the beds in the hospital because I'm a terrible driver. I've crashed my car. I don't want to crash a bed. So anyways, I said, oh, I can push a stretcher, but I'm a nurse, not a paramedic. Anyways, get hired for this one particular one. So I have one of the main characters on the stretcher and the other guy is actually a paramedic. Turns out I wasn't the one who messed up that day. So as we're lowering the stretcher, he accidentally presses the button that completely lowers his side. So the main character is just flipped up. Oh, it was terrible. But he was very pleasant and humorous about it when he could have not been so. But I was just so glad that it wasn't me. At least, you know, I didn't mess up anyways. But yeah, that's my humor story. So if you want to put me for a paramedic role, I now know how to use a stretcher.
You can play a paramedic. We just can't do any paramedic type medical procedures.
Absolutely not.
That's very funny. Now, if people want to learn more about Courtney Varley, where can they go? What can they do?
Oh, I guess you can follow my Instagram if you'd like to, courtney.varley. I don't post a whole range of acting stuff, but, you know, if I get some more followers, that might change. What else? I am with Agency 888, so if you'd like, you can pop onto their page and you can have a look at me and you can see all my experience, everything I've done and my training and things like that. So, yeah, Agency 888 if you want to pop onto their website. Otherwise, if you pop onto Beer Nuts Productions, you can also see, as we mentioned, that five different or seven total different productions that I've done. Yeah, so that's basically where you can find me.
Absolutely. No, and yeah, Courtney always does an incredible job. That's why I keep hiring her, because she's fabulous. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Courtney. I really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, rate and review. 5 stars. You'd give this 5 stars, wouldn't you, Courtney?
I'd give it 10 out of 5, honestly.
I would too.
You're double.
Marvellous guest. See, that's why we like her. She says all the right things. So, and yes, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we will talk to you then.
Bye.